Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Thousands of thermostats are being recalled because of a potential fire hazard. Certain Emerson thermostats are being recalled because the manufacturer has already received 8 reports of burn damage to the device, causing minor property damage. The thermostats were sold at Home Depot, Johnstone, and other leading retailers. And former President Barack Obama played Santa this week, visiting sick children at a hospital in D.C.
Merry Christmas!
He greeted patients and their families, bringing gifts and holiday cheer. And finally, Macaulay Culkin is back as his most beloved character, Kevin McAllister, and he's home alone again.
Hey, Google, begin Operation Kevin.
Operation Kevin underway.
It's an ad for Google Assistant, and it's pretty much the best thing ever. And he finally got to eat his mac and cheese. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, Tesla is trying to make owning its cars more convenient.
That's right, Kristen. Tesla is adding a handy new feature to its mobile app. Starting next week, customers will be able to schedule a service appointment directly from their phones. The app will connect you to a Tesla Ranger who will give mobile service for basic vehicle problems. Tesla claims its mobile technicians can fix 80% of issues without customers having to bring their cars into the service center. And if you get an Apple iPad Pro for Christmas, don't be surprised if it's slightly bent. Apple confirming that some of the devices being shipped out have a very slight bend in them due to a glitch in the manufacturing process. But don't worry, the company says the bend is not a defect and should not affect the performance of the device. And if you need to get rid of that holiday party hangover, Pedialyte has the solution for you. The popular children's drink now targeting adults with a flavored fizzy version called Sparkling Rush.
So why is this drink good for hangovers?
Pedialyte works to restore mineral loss in children who are sick. The same idea applies to adults who experience mineral and electrolyte loss due to wet drinking alcohol. Pedialyte's drink will go up against the likes of Gatorade and Powerade.
Good to know. Thanks, Jerry. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Rosanna, my friend, a Brooklyn neighborhood is going all out for the holidays.
Kristen, this one hits close to home. Diker Heights in Brooklyn is my old neighborhood. And when we were growing up, they did some Christmas lights, but not like this. It was a sort of under the radar tradition, but it became a Christmas destination with some 150,000 people coming to see it every year. Now, the people who live in the neighborhood, they really are decorating to the nth degree. You're gonna see a range of homes, some traditionally decorated. Some really have a lot of Santas and nutcrackers and snowmen. One house is covered with 30,000 lights. It's bumper-to-bumper traffic. Tour buses, police officers now have to make sure that things are moving well. Because as you can imagine, some of the people who live around there are not so happy with all the traffic. But it does bring great joy. And you can go there just about any day from dusk till about 9, 10, 11, or 12 o'clock at night. And that's when the lights have to go off.
Yeah, and that's one of the best things about the holidays, just going around and seeing all the lights and decorations. I love it. All right, and just to keep it moving, I understand an obscure ban has been lifted.
Remember that song, Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting?
Yeah.
Boom. Right, okay. Bruce Lee movies.
Right.
Anyway, he used those nunchucks. Well, I didn't realize it, but they were illegal in New York. But the nightmare is over, thank goodness. A U.S. district judge has ruled that New York's 44-year ban on nunchucks violates the Second Amendment. And it stemmed from the fear that kids were being influenced by Bruce Lee. But after a man in our area was charged back in 2000 with possession of nunchucks, he bounced around the courts, even making it to the Supreme Court. Now, he's won. We are able to own nunchucks. He is free to teach his son a nunchuck-involved martial art that he created. By the way, he says it is not only recreational, but therapeutic to use nunchucks. So, Kristen,
yes.
You are put on alert when you come to New York. I will have my nunchucks ready for you in a New York minute.
I know. I've got to pick some up when I get there. Rosanna, thank you. All right, my friends, moving on. The house used for exterior shots in the Brady Bunch is getting a makeover, and we've got your first look. The series will be called A Very Brady Renovation. And not only is the project led by some of HGTV's most recognizable talent, but all six of the original Brady kids also show up to help out.
You guys, how about all this? Together, like, how long has this been?
All six of us are here together again after 15 years of not being together as a group.
It's like...
So while the exterior of the house is familiar to fans of the iconic 70s show, the interior actually looks nothing like it yet.
We're trying to match what people have seen in their living room and their mind's eye for 50 years.
When the house went on the market earlier this year, NSYNC singer Lance Bass thought his $1.9 million offer was accepted until HGTV swooped in and paid a whopping $3 million for it. HGTV exec Lauren Roosh said, "It will be the first time in history that the house from all of our memories will be created in a real brick and mortar location. It is certain to be a trip down memory lane." Fans are already looking forward to the childhood nostalgia when the series launches next September. Well, this year, Porch Pirates are giving the Grinch a run for his money by stealing Christmas spirit. But Paige Failing from Fox 46 Charlotte is here to tell us about one man's creative solution. Hi, Paige.
Ooh, Kristen, nothing would make me more angry than to see my hard-earned packages pirated away by thieves. Apparently, the same is true for one NASA engineer who caught these sneaky stealers one time too many and decided to take things into his own hands. Mark Rober created the Glitter Bomb Trap, a would-be package complete with the latest Apple tech, hidden smartphones on all sides, and an exploding glitter bomb inside that released not only that, but also a scent that will stick around as long as the sparkles. He actually called it the fart glitter bomb, if you must know. And it's not like he didn't give them ample opportunity to know the joke was gonna be on them. The package, if they had just looked, was addressed from Home Alone character Kevin McAllister, the best prankster of all tinsel time.
That's hilarious. And I bet those porch pirates learned their lesson. Thanks, Paige. Well, our next story is the definition of a Christmas miracle. Back in June, 11-year-old Roxley Doss was diagnosed with diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma, which is a tumor located in the brain. According to an article by MSN, Roxley's parents, Gina and Scott, prayed for a miracle, and they got it. Roxley's doctors now say the inoperable brain tumor is undetectable, and they don't know how. Her medical team is also finding it hard to believe. Dr. Virginia Harrod at the Dell Children's Medical Center said that when she saw Roxley's MRI scan, it was actually unbelievable and really unusual. Gina told MSN that it's kind of their family thing that God healed Roxley. For now, Roxley will undergo immunotherapy treatment, but in the meantime, she's back to enjoying one of her favorite things, horseback riding. Such a great story. And still ahead, you'll want to hear what Natalie Portman has to say about Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. And if you're feeling lonely, now there's a robot that you can cuddle with. Let's go to Brody Brown in New York City with our Us Weekly headlines. Brody, it was revealed that Modern Family star Sarah Hyland recently had a second kidney transplant. It sounds like she has a great support system.
Hi, Kristen. That's right. We spoke exclusively with her boyfriend, Wells Adams, who expressed that he is clearly in awe of Sarah. Wells told us, imagine having a vital organ replaced. Imagine having 16 surgeries, going to hundreds of doctor's visits, and taking thousands of pills. All while trolls on the internet judge you for your appearance. Throw in filming the funniest show on TV, and executive producing and starring in a movie, and never breaking down. And Katie Holmes recently celebrated the big 4-0 with her mom Kathleen and her boyfriend Jamie Foxx. The three of them hit up New York City's Serendipity 3 for lunch, where Katie often brings 12-year-old daughter Suri. An eyewitness told us that Katie and Jamie looked very happy. It seems like mom was the one who won the day, leaving the restaurant carrying a box of cake.
You know, I still can't get over how private they managed to keep their relationship. Meanwhile, Natalie Portman was on Watch What Happens Live, and it sounds like she was kissing and telling.
She was. She's worked with both Ashton Kutcher and his wife, Mila Kunis. And before Andy Cohen could even ask her, Natalie acknowledged, I've kissed both of them. Yeah.
Who's the better kisser?
Mila.
Mila's the better kisser.
I mean, obviously.
Yes.
In a Q&A, Mila described Natalie as a lovely kisser. Very polite.
All right. Thanks for the scoop, Brody. We'll see you next week. For more celebrity news, check out usmagazine.com. New research finds Americans have high expectations for low prices. That's according to a new survey by the retail reward site Swagbucks. Nearly a quarter of people said the minimum discount they would consider a good sale is 25% off. Another 15% of respondents said the minimum discount they'd expect was 30 to 40% off. About the same amount said they wouldn't bother with anything less than 20% off. The National Retail Federation says a majority of consumers consider discounts very important in their purchasing decisions. One theory is that consumers have been spoiled by online shopping. One expert says customers are already getting steep discounts from Amazon. So unless a sale is over 25% off, it's not a head turner. That makes it tough for brick-and-mortar stores to compete. Many are now offering more loyalty rewards and coupons to keep shoppers happy. Despite the deep discounts, another report found that 63% of Americans will go into debt from holiday shopping. All right, in December of 2015, Netflix's true crime documentary, Making a Murderer, examined the case of Stephen Avery, convicted in the murder of Teresa Halbach. With more, we're joined by Law and Crime Network host Jesse Weber. So, Jesse, there's a lot happening behind the scenes here, including an unexpected new lawsuit.
That's right. Former sheriff's officer Andrew Colborne has filed a lawsuit claiming defamation, negligence, and intentional infliction of emotional distress against the makers of Making a Murderer. And he is claiming that the documentary deliberately distorted the facts and left out key details to make it look like he and the police department tried to frame Stephen Avery. And this lawsuit, if it plays out, will almost look like a retry of the Avery case. So let's break down some of this evidence. We know that Stephen Avery's blood was found in Teresa Halbach's car, and that car was found on Avery's property. But if you look at the documentary, it could be argued that Colborne and the police department planted that evidence there. It's also been argued that if you look at his trial testimony that was played in the documentary, it was distorted to make it look like he framed Avery. Now, Colborne's arguing that before the documentary, he had an excellent reputation, but afterwards, he's received worldwide ridicule and even death threats. He's claiming everything that he wants a jury trial, he wants his name cleared, and most importantly, unspecified damages.
Wow, and that's not the only development surrounding the Avery case either. Tell me, what's happening with Avery's attorney, Kathleen Zellner?
So she filed a new motion to have new DNA testing on bones that were discovered on the county property. She's claiming that these new test results will show that the killing actually happened somewhere else, that the burning occurred on county property, and these bones were moved onto Avery's property in an effort to frame him. And we can't say we're so surprised, because with new DNA testing, who knows what you can find.
So intriguing, Jesse. Always great to talk to you. Thank you so much. For more on this case and other cases 24/7, you know where to go. Head to lawandcrime.com. You may think that robots can do most of what humans can do except have feelings. But one Japanese startup company is trying to change that. GrooveX, founded by a robotics alum, released a robot designed specifically to show affection to humans. In fact, it doesn't do much else. According to GrooveX, the robot, known as the Lovebot, from the words love and robot combined, isn't a useful robot. It actually doesn't do any tasks for human beings. The company says it begs for attention and may sometimes even get in the way of those it lives with. The Lovebot imitates human affection by using touch sensors and a six-layered eye display. The company's goal was to create a robot that makes people happy with innocence and charm that feels satisfying to cuddle. GrooveX says though it is a robot, it seems to be alive as if it were living. It can form a trusting relationship, has a social nature, doesn't do any work, and accelerates communication between people. The company says buyers can pre-order now. Each Lovebot will cost about $3,000, but won't start shipping until the early part of 2020. Okay, dry winter air can be really hard on our health, which is why we have today's top 30 steal, a Humi Ultrasonic Cool Mist Humidifier at a special 61% discount. This will allow you to experience a refreshing new level of comfort. Ultrasonic sound waves produce a soft, extra fine mist that conditions the air in minutes and provides relief from dry air symptoms. It's whisper quiet, and the advanced air ionization technology makes the mist cool, which is especially great for kids. And this thing doesn't look like most humidifiers. The innovative design, modern colors, and soothing LED light really add style to your space. The Humi Ultrasonic Cool Mist Humidifier retails for as much as $100. But today you can buy it for just $39. That's a 61% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. It's time for Gary's Life Fix, brought to you by Sandals Resorts. Is it possible to have too much of a good thing? When it comes to generosity in your relationships, the answer might be yes. With more, we're joined by business and life strategist Gary Cox. So, Gary, always good to see you. How can so-called outgiving impact our relationships?
Well, you know, we're inherently selfish people, right? And one of the things that we don't do in a relationship is often give enough. So if each person in a relationship, they plan on outgiving each other, imagine what kind of a relationship you would have. It would be amazing. So that's the key, outgive each other.
Totally get it. So let's talk about raising the standard then. How can those outgivers get their partners to kind of step it up?
Well, that's where you got to get both involved. But sometimes if the other partner doesn't step up, the other person who's doing the giving, they usually quit too early in the game. So this is where unconditional love comes in. It's not an easy thing to do. But at the same point, you don't want to be a doormat either, right? So the first thing that we want to do to outgive is what that really means is give. Give of yourself and, you know, serve each other. But when both of you are outdoing each other, it just makes for an amazing relationship. Now, if your partner doesn't respond, the key is not to punish them for that, but to keep giving. And when you keep doing that, they understand that you're not trying to beat them up and say, look, if you don't give to me, I'm not going to give you back anymore. So that's not easy to do, but that's definitely something important that we want to do.
Important indeed. Gary, great advice. As always, thank you. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, the Spearfish Siesta Grill isn't just serving up the catch of the day. Every product used in the restaurant is sustainable and will break down over time. The trays are made out of naturally fallen palm leaves, the utensils made out of bamboo, and the cups are made out of cellulose, which is corn-based.
We just like to do what we can to make sure all that's going to break down and degrade and compost naturally and not be a plight on the nature out here, because we make our living off of how beautiful it is out here.
In our second story from Fox 9 Minneapolis, Katherine Hines is the owner of the new business Beyond Words Co. It provides personalized care packages to people going through tough times, whether it be grieving a death, going through a divorce, or getting a diagnosis. Katherine was inspired to start the business when she was dealing with her own divorce and realized a care package is the perfect gesture for when you want to help someone who's hurting, but you aren't quite sure what to say.
What got me through it really were family and friends who reached out on the side, or I got a card tucked in a purse or got something in the mail and knew that I wasn't alone.
And in our final story from Fox 10 Phoenix, the Phoenix Fire Department is having a baby boom. Six female firefighters were recently pregnant at the same time. And with other members of the squad also having children as well, there are a lot of babies around the station. So several of the firefighters decided to take a portrait of all their kids, and the photo quickly went viral. And it's only fitting they needed to use a ladder to get the perfect shot. Well, you know the lyrics. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away. What most know as the opening line to a classic Wham song may now be a dire warning. That as Swedish researchers analyzed the timing of over 250,000 heart attacks and found the risk increases 37% on Christmas Eve compared to the average calendar day. Even more specifically, the risk is highest at 10 p.m. Researchers suggest the increase may stem from the added stress, food intake, or long-distance travel associated with the season. Common symptoms of a heart attack can also be masked by excessive alcohol consumption, a major issue come New Year's Day. Those potentially masked symptoms include chest pain, lightheadedness, nausea, or pain in the jaw, arm, or shoulder. The risk can be lessened through diet or lifestyle changes, with experts recommending those susceptible lower their stress and blood pressure while becoming more physically active. Americans have a new way to boost their credit scores, but there is a catch. Consumers will have the option to let their cell phone bills count toward their credit score, as well as monthly utility bills. It's a new offering by the credit rating agency Experian. It's likely to boost the credit scores of millions of people who pay those bills on time, but may not have a long history of borrowing on their report. The company says about 75% of people with a credit score below 680 would see their rating improve. But in order to use the feature called Experian million boost, consumers have to give the credit bureau access to their online bank accounts. That includes usernames and passwords. That has some experts worried about privacy. About 146 million people had personal information compromised last year in the hack of another credit bureau, Equifax. Improvements to credit scores typically take months of on-time payments. Experian says those who use the feature will see changes instantly. Experian Boost will be available in January. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A surprising number of people land in the emergency room due to contact lenses, and doctors have issued a warning. Plus, you won't believe how much Americans are spending on their pets for the holidays, and how seven foster kids got the Christmas gift of a lifetime. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.